This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Dr. Wendy, before we get there, let's run that Bible quiz question past you this morning, giving you some time between now and 8 o'clock and while you're listening to Wendy. What was the name of the river that the Israelites crossed on dry ground to enter the promised land? Not tricky today. What was the name of the river that the Israelites crossed on dry ground to enter the promised land? 081-7291-657-081-792-9657.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, it's breakfast on 7 to 9 a.m.
This insert is sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. And a warm welcome to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Great having you with us. Trust you well.
Good morning, Brad. I'm very well, thank you. I hope you are too.
I am. We've developed this unusual question that I've been asking and listeners have been answering, which is kind of unusual. So I'm going to ask you so you don't fill out. How did you sleep last night?
Actually, not too bad, thank you.
Well, that's good. I just thought these are the questions.
That was a good answer if I can give it.
Yeah, very good, thank you. We often ask the people in our homes, you know, like a spouse or kids, how you slept. But we certainly never go to work and ask the boss, morning, how did you sleep? So I thought we'd try things a little differently. Wendy, last week we started chatting around healthy hearing, and we touched on some of the noise that we have to put up with on a daily basis, or that we kind of subject ourselves to. We don't necessarily always take the precautions that we should and when it comes to wearing ear protection and the like. Today, starting off with something quite interesting, I had no idea that something like stress or high blood pressure or even poor circulation can negatively impact my hearing. Tell us more about that.
Yes, so circulation plays a very big role in our hearing, because if you think about it, your blood needs to be flowing properly throughout your body for your ears to function well. If your blood pressure is high, it often affects various different functions in your brain and in your head. You know, so you might have a headache, or you might have problems with your ears because of that gushing sound that goes through the ears. You could likely have something like tinnitus, or could be more likely to have deafness or something like that. And then stress obviously pushes up all of these things. Yeah. So, and it overstimulates the nervous system. So obviously by that nature, it can affect your hearing as well.
That's interesting. I wonder if anybody who, you know, when you're in a stressful moment, the last thing you're thinking about, how is my hearing? But to know that it's affected by that, which I guess brings us to the point that we need to then be counteracting these things: high stress levels, high blood pressure, poor circulation. What can we do to counteract those things and to, in that way, improve our hearing?
So exercise is obviously very good, and techniques to relax ourselves. So maybe meditation, prayer, whatever relaxation techniques you use, those can all be very helpful. If we are highly stressed, we don't want to be doing high stress exercise. Mm. So we would rather want to be doing something like Pilates or stretching or walking, or, you know, and deep breathing is very important as well, to make sure that we are calming that nervous system down so that everything can relax, and so that we're not having this, you know, the gushing blood pouring through our bodies at a rate that's faster than it should be, or slower.
We speak often about the importance of hydration just in general health. So would I be correct in saying hydration as part of good general health can actually benefit my hearing then too?
Yes, it does, because hydration is important for the transport of oxygen and nutrients. So as with every other cell in the body, if we're not properly hydrated, we're not getting the oxygen and nutrients to our bodies, and the same with the ears. So if we're not getting enough nutrients there, then we obviously can't get the benefit of those nutrients.
Sometimes we make some poor lifestyle choices around excessive use of alcohol and smoking. Can that too have an effect on our hearing or our ears?
Yes. So smoking reduces blood flow throughout the body, but especially to the ears. And excessive alcohol can damage the auditory nerves. Hmm. So, you know, if you're having moderate amounts of alcohol, that's not going to do any harm. But if you're consistently drinking large volumes, then, excuse me, you do put yourself at risk for nerve damage.
Yeah, that's interesting. So let's get into the nutrition conversation, because we spoke about eyes and good eyesight recently, and there was many benefits for that coming from what we choose to eat and not eat. Can we chat this morning a little bit about some healthy nutrition and how following a healthy diet or eating plan can actually be good for healthy hearing? I'm quite fascinated by the whole concept, so I'm looking forward to hearing what you're going to share.
Yes. So as with the rest of our bodies, our ears obviously also benefit from healthy nutrition. And things like antioxidants, magnesium, omega-3, zinc, and folic acid are some of the important nutrients that we would want to look at and make sure that we're including in our diets.
Antioxidants, where do we find those? Well, let's first start and say exactly what is an antioxidant before we find out where we can get them.
So an antioxidant is something that helps your body to get rid of what's known as a free radical, which causes aging or faster aging in the body. And it causes degeneration of your DNA and many of your cells. So antioxidants are the things that help to get rid of those free radicals and make sure that your body is functioning optimally.
And where do we get these antioxidants, and which ones will benefit us best when it comes to our hearing and hearing health?
So antioxidants will be in all your colorful foods. So if you're eating the rainbow and you're eating your blacks and your reds and your greens and yellows and orange fruits and vegetables, you're likely to be getting good antioxidants in. But for the ears, you're wanting vitamin A, you're wanting vitamin C and vitamin E. So those are all helpful for the inner ear specifically and the oxidative stress. And then you'll find those in things like carrots and oranges. There's lots of fruits that are high in vitamin C and vegetables. And orange, you know, we think about oranges and citrus fruits being the primary ones.
Yes.
But kiwi fruits and strawberries and what am I thinking of now? Cherries, those kind of things, they're all quite rich in vitamin C as well. And then kale and spinach and almonds and those kind of things will have some of the other antioxidants as well.
Now, you're just making me hungry. Those are some of the things I like best. So I'm thinking of, I can taste the cherry now. Why do you just say cherry and I can taste
it? I know.
Lovely. You also mentioned magnesium. How does that help? And I just also want to say, we're talking here about whole foods, right, that are getting these antioxidants. You spoke about vitamin A, C, and E. We're going to touch on magnesium now and omega-3s. As much as there are bottles on shelves in shops labeled with all of these things, we ultimately want to get them from whole foods first, right?
Absolutely. So that is the aim, is that our diets need to be as healthy as possible so that we're getting as many nutrients as we can from our foods. But we also have to recognize the fact that sometimes our foods are not as nutrient complete as we would like them to be, even if we're eating the healthy foods. Because of depleted soils and those kind of things. So some of these things we may need to supplement with, but we're not going to go and supplement and then continue eating a poor diet. That would defeat the object.
Good. I'm glad you said that, because I was feeling very passionate about that myself after you shared around this previously. I just thought I'd remind our listeners. So we were at magnesium. How does that help, and where do we get good whole food sources of magnesium?
So magnesium works at the level of your nervous system, and so it protects the inner ear from noise-induced damage. And we get that from things like spinach and bananas and avocados and dark chocolate. So we are allowed to eat chocolate.
Yum.
But preferably not the sugar-filled chocolate. If we're eating good quality dark chocolate, then that's a very good source of magnesium.
That's it. I'm loving all the lists of Wendy's things this morning, you know, from cherries to strawberries to spinach to... now we've touched on bananas and avos and dark chocolate. This is we're going to be eating our way to wonderful hearing and ear health easily. The next one you mentioned was omega-3 fatty acids.
Yes. So omega-3, specifically omega-3, not omega-6 and 9. Omega-3 comes from your fatty fish. And omega-3 is anti-inflammatory, and it supports the auditory nerve function. So it helps to prevent age-related hearing loss. It's very good for anything in the brain and around the nervous system. And it's obviously found in your oily fish, so things like salmon, tuna, and then it'll also be found in nuts and seeds like walnuts, flax seeds, and chia seeds.
Yeah, let's wrap up this list. We're already almost out of time, but we've done so well to work our way through this list. The next one was zinc.
Yes, so zinc boosts our immune function and helps to prevent ear infections. So ear infections can be a source of hearing damage, especially if we have constant ear infections. And zinc is found in things like shellfish and beef and pumpkin seeds and chickpeas.
And then the last one is folic acid. That's an interesting one.
Yes. So folic acid is another one that's very important for the nervous system, and it improves the blood circulation to the inner ear. And that's found in your leafy greens, so things like broccoli. Some of your fortified cereals will also have folic acid in it, but many of your green veggies are going to be your best source of folic acid.
So now you know why you'd have to speak over and over and over to your kids and they're still not hearing you when you speak. It's because they're not having enough broccoli. You have to tell your children, Dr. Wendy says, more broccoli
Exactly, and spinach.
and spinach and kale. I could just see some adults pulling their noses up at the thought of Dr. Wendy says, I
Exactly.
must eat kale. Kale's not so bad. I enjoy kale. My wife makes very nice kale chips in the air fryer. Very nice. So I'll tell you that you can challenge yourselves and your palates to try something different. Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. We enjoy our time with you on a Thursday. Thanks for making your way through this list of nutrients with us. We'll be chatting next week about things that we should avoid in order to protect our hearing as we get to part three. So thank you so much, Wendy. Have yourself a really, really great rest of the week, and we'll chat next time.
Pleasure, Brad, and you too.
And thanks also to Manna.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.